It was just after 9 o'clock one morning this week, and the lobby of the Green Bay Transit Station was packed. People were lining up to get their pictures taken by employees of the Mexican consulate. The consulate is in town for most of this week, issuing matricula consular ID cards. Fernando Campos is with a Green Bay Hispanic community group that helped organize the visit. Normally, he says, Mexican nationals would have to travel to the consulate Chicago office to get such a card.
And it costs them roughly between $150 and $200 to make the trip to Chicago, not including the time off from their jobs.
The cards are made possible through a NAFTA accord between the U.S. and Mexico. There are no comparable cards available for people from other Latin American countries. The cards are very popular. Campos expects hundreds of people a day to get them. The consulate came to Green Bay in April, but only for one day. Campos says so many people wanted a card that the consulate had to come back to meet demand. The photo IDs don't mention the carrier's immigration status. The main reason for getting one is financial. Each year, Mexicans in this country wire billions of dollars to family back home. Campo says it can cost an extra $50 to wire $100. With an ID, Mexican nationals can open a U.S. bank account and transfer the money much more cheaply.
They don't have to wire all their salaries to Mexico as soon as they get paid on Fridays. This way, they can open a savings account and keep their money in here. And it is better for the city, for the business over here. They can shop over here. They can do whatever they want with their monies.
That's what Juan Guillermo Campos plans to do. Speaking through an interpreter, he says he'll use the card if he's ever asked for ID by the police or other authorities in this country or in Mexico. But getting a bank account is his priority.
Sí, es una de las cosas que deseamos, tener una cuenta de banco, tener un lugar donde guardar seguro nuestro dinero.
Definitely, they will be opening it. That way they can open up a bank account in order to safekeep their money.
And opening that account is made very easy. IDs are issued on the spot. Once people have them in hand, they can walk across the room and sign up for a checking or savings account from North Shore Bank. The institution has co-sponsored events like this before. In Milwaukee, 2,300 people signed up in a matter of days.
You know, this isn't an underserved market. This is a never-been-served market.
That's North Shore's community lending manager, Don Cohen. Besides a matricula ID, applicants must present something like a utility bill carrying their names and addresses. They also need to get a tax ID number, which is available on site as well. Cohen says North Shore Bank has an ulterior motive in signing Mexicans up for bank accounts, getting more customers. But he says it's truly a win-win situation for the bank and its new account holders, even though Cohen says storefront check cashing and wire transfer places might not appreciate it.
It's a huge thing because it helps people that, you know, have no access to banking or really access to anything, driver's license, all kinds of things. This can help them get be a part of. It helps them work into the American system.
For Mexican citizens who plan on staying in this country, it could also lead to the American dream of homeownership. Depending on how they manage their checking or savings, Cohen says many of his new customers may qualify for mortgage loans a few years down the road. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.